Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, President Obama marks his first 100 days into his second term, but the press corps did not present him with a bouquet. At a news conference, Jonathan Carl of ABC News pointed out that the president's efforts on gun control and fixing the sequestration have stalled.
Do you still have the juice to get the rest of your agenda through this Congress?
Well, if you put it that way, Jonathan, maybe I should just pack up and go home. Golly. You know, I think it's a little, as Mark Twain said, rumors of my demise may be a little exaggerated at this point.
Let's bring in Matt Visor of the Boston Globe. Matt, what was the overall tone of the press conference?
I mean, it was a little combative at times. There were six different questions or six different questioners, and you know, he sort of went back and forth. He covered an awful lot of territory in this press conference, from Guantanamo Bay to immigration to the bombings at the Boston Marathon.
Well, let's start there with the bombings, because he was asked about Washington's response. Now, we remember the FBI and the CIA both investigated the older bombing suspect, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, in 2011 after calls from Russian authorities. They found he was not a threat, but the CIA did put him on a terrorist watch list. So how did the president respond to questions about whether this was handled properly?
He generally defended both the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, which both would have had roles at the FBI in investigating Tamerlan Tsarnaev and Department of Homeland Security in terms of some of the watch lists and border controls and things like that. So the president, I mean, he mentioned that the investigations are ongoing, but everything that he's seen so far sort of checks out in his view. The one area that he did kind of discuss, it was a little bit interesting, where he talked about prior to the investigation, prior to the bombings, that there, you know, maybe had been some distrust between the Russians and the United States. He mentioned that sort of Cold War lessons, you know, die hard. So, you know, there's some indications that maybe intelligence sharing was not as great beforehand. He did mention that the Russians have been cooperating in the investigation since.
And as you said, we'll continue hearing about that. But did the president clarify his stand on Syria today? Now, he had said that if Syria, the government, used chemical weapons, that would be crossing a red line. Today he again said that would be a game changer. But there have been reports that Syria has used chemical weapons. So what does he mean by game changer? Did he clarify that? And what did he say about the use of chemical weapons?
He did mention game changer, although there is a, you know, he seemed to also indicate that we don't yet have that game changer. You know, he still seemed to indicate that he wants more information on whether the chemical weapons were in fact used in Syria, seeming to question a little bit the validity of some of the reports that we have.
I'm going to jump in. Was he questioning whether or not they'd been used, or whether or not they'd been detected, but we can't be sure who used them?
Right. I mean, he said, quote, we don't know how they were used, when they were used, and who used them. So it seems like a matter of trying to figure out those questions of how and when and who. And once he determines that, then maybe that indicates some change in the U.S. response inside Syria.
What did he say about Guantanamo Bay?
He reaffirmed his position of wanting to close it. His language was quite strong on that, in asking his staff and trying to develop a new push to close Guantanamo Bay, you know, which would be a fairly big deal. This was something that was sort of dropped, or you know, he's tried to close it before, the president, and he in fact ran on that in 2008. But it was unsuccessful in convincing Congress to go along. So that could be something that we see in the next couple of months, is a new push on Guantanamo Bay and trying to close down the prisons there.
And you know, when you add these up, though, these are a lot of things on the president's agenda that he hasn't been able to get through.
Right. And the question is, you know, as John Carl from ABC News was hinting at, does the president have the juice, you know, so to speak, you know, to get some of these things done with Congress? He needs Congress's help to go along on a lot of these things. And, you know, of course, this press conference was held you know, kind of last minute and on a day when Congress is not here. So it sort of limits the response that we're getting, sort of our immediate reaction from members of Congress on how they feel about some of these things, because they're all back home in their districts or doing other things.
Just want to ask you one thing, Matt Visor. The president stopped the news conference, said thank you, but then he came back to weigh in on pro basketball player Jason Collins, who yesterday became the first pro athlete to reveal that he is gay in that essay in Sports Illustrated. What did President Obama say?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I mean, he was done with the press conference. Someone shouted out at him, as we often do, as he's leaving the podium to, you know, come back if they had something to say. And he did. He doesn't do that often. But he did mention that he spoke with Jason Collins yesterday. He praised him as a terrific young man and said he was very proud of him and that this indicated a moment for our society and a recognition that they're, quote, fully part of the American family. So the president, you know, obviously was moved not only by Jason Collins, but moved to speak publicly about this news that broke yesterday.
After tweeting, he did tweet yesterday.
Right.
Matt Visor of the Boston Globe on the president's news conference today. Matt, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.